The people of the Central African nation of Burundi vote tomorrow in a referendum on a new constitution. It would require the majority Hutus and minority Tutsis to share power. If it's adopted, Burundians will go to the polls again to elect new leaders. But the very act of voting in Burundi requires courage. In 1993, after the country's last election, the Hutu president was assassinated. Massacres and a decade-long civil war then left hundreds of thousands dead. Marianne McCune has this report.
Bujumbura's biggest restaurants and hotels have been hosting election forums. At the Chez André restaurant, a priest named Adair Kana answers questions as fast as he can. He's in charge of public information for Burundi's newly created Independent Electoral Commission.
Cette semaine, nous devrions imprimer la carte d'électeur.
Kana says there will be freshly printed voter IDs at 6,000 polling places across the country, along with ballots and indelible ink to mark voters' fingers and nails. His main concern, he says, is that people will get soaked while they wait at the polls. It's the rainy season.
Il y a tout juste de la pluie qui peut déranger.
Less optimistic Burundians have other worries. It was just over a year ago that the biggest Hutu rebel group and the Tutsi-dominated government agreed to a ceasefire. And there's still one group of rebels lurking in the mountains near Bujumbura. 6 months ago, they claimed responsibility for a massacre of 150 Tutsis in a refugee camp on the border with Congo. The group has promised not to interfere with elections, but Burundi's top UN envoy, Carolyn McCaskey, says she can see why people are on edge.
To people here, election equals murder and chaos, massacres, etc. And there has been a real worry the country could fall back into war.
But despite fears, McCaskey says, more than three-quarters of Burundi's adults registered to vote last year.
I honestly would not have put money on that. We were tremendously encouraged and really salute the people of Burundi.
The constitution requires Tutsis and Hutus to share power in the government. Unlike in Rwanda, where talk of ethnicity is officially discouraged, in Burundi, the new constitution sets specific quotas. The National Assembly must be 60% Hutu, 40% Tutsi. The military and police must be 50-50, and so on. In the relatively poor and primarily Hutu neighborhood of Ruziba, Sunday morning churchgoers say of course they'll come out to ratify the constitution, even those who aren't sure what's in it. A bespectacled teacher named Jean-Claude Sindayigaya says if Burundi's combative leaders manage to agree on a constitution, the people should go for it too.
Given the problems of the war and the consequences, we are tired. Of course we want peace.
But while the teacher from Ruziba is convinced passing this constitution is the only way to bring peace, others fear it will do the opposite.
Je vais voter non. Pourquoi?
Tarsis Nkeza Bahizi works at a hotel in the city of Gitega, where he fled when he says Hutus chased him from his district. He says he'll vote no, because this constitution does nothing to punish them or guarantee his security. The hope in Burundi now is to make sure that such complaints and the political discourse of the election season don't exacerbate ethnic divisions. That's one of the primary goals of the popular radio station Radio Publique Africaine, or the RPA. Founder Alexis Sinduhaje says he wants the station's coverage of this election season to show Burundians that political opponents are not mortal enemies.
It's a game, and the time frame is 5 years. After 5 years, we're going to have another game. If you have a long life, you're going to experience many games. Probably you can win one game.
Even if Monday's constitutional referendum goes smoothly, the elections that follow will be a challenge. If Burundians fail to elect enough Hutus or Tutsis to meet the quotas the constitution requires, it's still unclear how the government will make up the difference. For NPR News, I'm Marianne McCune in Burundi.